Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
I wrestled with the idea of whether or not we should do this podcast, but in light of it being Halloween, I think we should share it. But it is kind of embarrassing. It really is, Larry.
It's just life. It's good stuff.
Oh, gosh. So Larry has been tormented by this little kid in our neighborhood. He's a 7-year-old kid, right?
And he's not just a 7-year-old kid. He's Brandon the Bully. Everybody knows who Brandon the Bully is. He has it coming to him.
Anywho, when Larry takes the dog Snickers and Kit Kat out for a walk, you know, our little Pomeranians, apparently Brandon has some words with him.
He has words, all right. He has something to say. Excuse me. He has something to say all the time. I walk by walking the dogs, you know. He's like, hey, how you doing, hot shot? Nice hairdo. Yeah.
Didn't he say something to you the one time? Could I get some fries with that shake?
Something like that. Yeah, he always has some kind of wise-ass remark, you know. I can't just walk by. He can't mind his own business. He always has something to say. Hey, goofball.
He's just a kid. My God. So anyway,
I don't care. He's a bully.
He's just
Bully's a bully.
Really getting under Larry's skin. So he decided that for Halloween he was going to try to get this kid back.
That's right. I'm going to spook him. I'm going to scare him.
Right. So what Larry decided was, Larry likes to decorate for Halloween, and this year he put out stuffed creatures. I guess the one is what Death?
We had the scarecrow, like from the Jeepers Creepers movie.
Oh, God, scary as
then
anything.
We had the Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
Spooky stuff.
Right. So we had the Grim Reaper sitting on a chair on the porch, and for about 3 weeks, I guess, been sitting there. And his idea was that on Halloween night, when the kids come around trick-or-treating, that Larry would be in the Grim Reaper outfit.
That's right. It's a classic. Come to life at the best possible time and scare the heck out of that Brandon bully.
Yeah, so I'm in the house, you know. I'm getting more candy and stuff. And I love to see the little kids. And we sit out on the porch and I have candles and everything. And, Larry likes to play the spooky music. But I personally didn't support this, Larry. You know I didn't support this. So I'm in the house getting some candy, and why don't you tell them what happened?
Well, I got into my, I knew what time the kids would be coming around, you know, just as night fell, you know, and of course I kept my eye on the Brandon residence, you know, because I pretty much could see him leaving his house, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a block away. I had an eye on a thing. I had my Grim Reaper thing all ready to go. I sat
obsessed
there.
With this kid, yeah.
I sat there. They're used to seeing the Grim Reaper sitting there. They know it's not real, but guess what? Now it is, okay? So
mm-hmm.
he comes up, and I recognize him. Here he comes. Here comes Brandon the Bully. So I spring to life.
Yep.
Terrify him, right?
Uh-huh. So, heard the kid scream.
Yeah.
From inside the house.
So what's he do? He grabs my sickle, right? Swings it, hits me right in the crotch with it.
Yeah. Heard Larry scream then.
You want to talk about pain? It's a good thing that thing was made of plastic from a department store, not something heavier. You'd be coming to see me in the hospital.
I ran out the door on my boa slides.
He nailed me.
And I'm wondering what the heck is going on with this screaming. And Larry's bent over, you know, the kid's running. I could clearly see the poor kid peed his pants. You scared the crap,
That's the best part. I don't care. I took the shot in the crotch just to know the little bastard peed his pants. Awesome.
Now he's going to escalate this, Larry. Now where are you going to take the dogs for a walk?
Oh, boy, it's an escalator, right? Because he has it coming to him.
With the kids.
If he wants it, it's game on like Donkey Kong.
Oh, my God.
I don't care if he's just a kid.
Anyway,
a troublemaker.
Here's the thing. Sometimes you just got to let the stuff go right over your head and just laugh. Just laugh it off, Larry.
Not with this kid. You're not the one he's heckling every day.
No, he's always nice to me. Anyway.
Yeah, he doesn't say nice wig, does he? No.
No, I've never heard that. And, you know, if he did, I'd be thankful because, you know, they're pretty...
Okay, well, then...
I love my wigs.
He doesn't mean it in a good way.
Right. So, anyway, this is our podcast. Thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.
Bye-bye.